recorded live.
Welcome. My name is Brenda Lanoff, and I'm the creator of the Brenda Mindful Healing Show, and Whispering Energetic Healing is my company. I'm an intuitive counselor, energy healer, and speaker. I work with many individuals with some challenging health issues and some not so challenging health issues around the world with Skype and phone. The intent of this radio show is to explore options for the audience as to their self-healing and self-empowerment. So I love to bring on guests that are on cutting-edge healthcare practices and where they can integrate the Western and alternative medicine practices. I'm really pleased to bring on an author today. And she's more than an author, but I'll just get into it in just a moment. Yul Swan, her name came my way, and I just resonated so much with the topic that we're going to be discussing today. Yul Swan is a spiritual counselor, mentor, and coach who has taken the understanding of the soul and the wounded feminine to new cosmic depths. A modern seer who perceives life as energy and is sensitive to other dimensions, she began channeling spiritual messages in her teenage journals and later developed a practical system for spiritual healing and energy management through more than 30 years, exploring the mind and psyche guided by her intuitive gifts, mystical experiences, and enlightened teachers from both the Buddhist and Hindu traditions. Once Yul realized she was an indigo adult, expressing the wounded feminine on the planet. Notice that some of her clients were also indigos, while most displayed many, but not all of the indigo features. So while identifying the spiritual wounds and codependent patterns they all had in common, she discovered a feminine masculine soul spectrum that explains essential differences between the many soul types inhabiting the earth today. She shares her journey and profound insights in her new book, The Indigo Journals, Spiritual Healing for Indigo Adults and Other Feminine Souls. And this is where she presents an in-depth view of the wounded feminine and indigo archetype, as well as her spiritual healing system to help feminine souls and anyone willing to explore their feminine side, unlock their hidden power, discover their purpose, and balance in an overly masculine world to bring in a new cosmic cycle of light. Thank you, Yul. I really appreciate you coming on to on my show, and I was so excited to receive your book and to pour through it. I resonated so much with it, so thank you for coming on.
Oh, thank you, Brenda, for inviting me.
Now, as to the indigo children, I thought indigo children were of, you know, a newer generation, but you're claiming that they come in all ages and personalities. So can anyone be an indigo?
Yes, we all had this idea that indigo children were from the 70s, because the media portrayed them as that particular generation, and that they were like a special breed of souls that were visiting. Huh. But my take is that they were discovered in the 70s, because that's when we were ready to embrace that there were different types, right? But it doesn't mean that they were new, and it doesn't mean that they hadn't been here before either. And what I've found through my own process of self-discovery is that there are plenty of indigos out there. They're just unaware that they're indigos, and they just feel different and suffer, the sense of disconnection and feeling alone and separate because they do not quite fit in. And, of course, younger generations of indigos that have been coming and continue to come in seem to be a little bit more aware, but the older generations, mm-hmm. not so much. And so the purpose of the book is to help them recognize themselves and feel more at peace and start, you know, perceiving their peers as well and find their place and purpose in the world.
Well, that's so interesting because when I was looking at the features of Indigo Souls, which I'll have to get into, I became more into a peaceful place because I could identify and the struggles that I've been going through so much of my life, and I've been more aware of why. And this has really, you know, put the pieces of the puzzle together. And I just feel more at peace knowing that this is what I'm personally going through, and I do see a lot of clients that are attracted to me. I see a lot of light workers, if that's what you want to call them, and they're going through the same thing, just feeling so alone and so isolated and misunderstood. So it's very comforting. What would be some of the significant features of the Indigo Soul, y'all?
Well, indigos are what I call feminine souls with certain masculine qualities. So they have all these feminine qualities, and I'm talking about a spiritual level, not gender-based.
Yes.
But these feminine qualities of sensitivity, you know, so they are highly sensitive emotionally and otherwise. So they're insensitive to the environment, to chemicals, to the energy around them. They're very receptive and intuitive. You know, they have this non-cognitive perception that often clashes with the logical, rational perception that we are we're taught in schools, for example, or through our families. They're very empathic and compassionate because, you know, all feminine souls are very connected to this feminine planet, so to nature, to animals, to all its creatures. And we suffer for, you know, what's going on the earth. It's very painful. Another quality of the feminine is also the creative potential, the creative energy. That's the power of the feminine that can turn a little seed into a magnificent tree, or, you know, or a human seed into a baby, and so on. So we share that. We also have kind of a non-linear, more spherical thinking. It's more not so structured and logical, but it gives us the ability to perceive all sides of one subject or one issue at once, which can, you know, be also confusing in this logical masculine world. We also have these are qualities of all feminine souls, and then indigos have all of those. Plus, we're bound to the truth. We're very we're hungry for a deeper understanding of things. We cannot take things at face value. We really need to understand why things are the way they are, why we behave the way we behave, who we are, and what we're here to do. We seek freedom. We cannot be controlled, and we cannot follow this standardization and militarization of the world. That's also very painful. And more importantly, we're driven by a sense of purpose. You know, we're goal-oriented. That's a very masculine quality. And we suffer if we don't find that, if we don't have a purpose to hold on to. And, you know, we get depressed. We feel like there's no sense being here, and so on. So those are the main features. And I always describe indigos as these highly creative and empathic and sensitive visionaries that feel like the ugly duckling in the world.
Yes, I do see that. And again, as with my clients, and I work with a number of people who have cancer, and they're sent my way to help them with the emotional and the trauma. But when they're lacking the sense of purpose, my concern for them is that might be a time to exit. And it's like, yes, you know, you are intuitive. Yes, you know, you're drawn to this in the first place. So it's getting that, it's getting them clear on the sense of purpose. And I think by, I'm just really feeling so much by the words and by, you know, by your description of an indigo, this could really help them out of, that's why I feel that way. Maybe I'm not as crazy as what I think I am, or that maybe people judge me to be. So again, I think this is a real vital piece to get people, give them that hope that they need to get kickstart them again. And maybe this isn't time to exit yet. Maybe there's something deeper there that I need to look into and get excited about what that purpose is.
Yeah, that's very important. We need to have that sense that, you know, that our life has meaning, that we're here for a reason, and that we can also make a contribution to bring something better, because what mm-hmm. we witness right now is very painful.
Mm-hmm. It is, and people can feel the pain in their body. And, you know, I've had my many struggles over the years, and it's frustrating. Well, so when you talk about the, in your book, you mentioned the feminine souls, and especially indigos feel out of place, and they do suffer from emotional issues like depression and anxiety. So why is that?
Well, that is due to the high sensitivity and receptive, empathic nature of feminine souls. And indigos are in towards the middle of that soul spectrum, the feminine soul spectrum I discovered. And so we are feminine in nature, very feminine, very drawn mm-hmm. to feminine qualities, but we have also masculine qualities. And because we are in an overly masculine world that has become very rigid and militarized and standardized and has turned people into, you know, numbers instead of individuals and individual souls with a unique journey and a unique contribution, we feel this kind of tug of war inside that uh-huh. pulls us in different directions. And our sensitivity and empathic nature also makes us feel the pain of the earth, the pain of everyone that we are connected with, you know, we're connected to, because we are different aspects of the same consciousness. We're sparks of consciousness connected together in this planetary experience, but we have our unique functions, just like the cells in the organism would, you know, have to mm-hmm. work together, but they each have a specific mission, specific purpose, and they share that cellular intelligence, that divine intelligence that keeps everything together and working properly. So we're kind of the same on a human level. And so we feel everybody's suffering. We feel what's going on a collective level, unconscious level. But we believe that it's just our stuff, you know, that it's individual, that it's my stuff, that there's something wrong with me because I'm not happy, because I'm anxious, because I'm depressed. And some of it, of course, it's ours because we have our own history, our own karma, our own journey, but a lot of it is the collective. The feminine is so wounded right now in the planet that it's really intense. So we don't know where it's coming from or what's causing it, but it's just, you know, it's very uncomfortable. And we see that in even younger generations. There's so many people on antidepressants and anti-anxiety medication right now. It's unbelievable.
Oh, it's crazy. You know, just even going out for a drive today, there's some times you know that the person in that vehicle is not well, and they may have some real mental issues, and maybe they're on drugs, and it's it's crazy, and all we can do is just, you know, constantly ask for, you know, protection and that we're being guided. You know, what interests me is this whole divine feminine and how you have described that we're really in this third dimension. We're disconnected from the divine feminine and sunk into third dimension. How did you discover that, and why is that significant for today?
Well, that was a long process. Like you mentioned in the introduction, I started channeling messages on my journals, and that's one of the reasons why the book is called The Indigo Journals, Spiritual Healing for Indigo Adults and Other Feminine Souls. It's because I started channeling messages that I couldn't quite understand back then. They didn't make sense to me. And over the years, I continue having certain visions, memories. I have this ability to see life as energy and look into the past, so go into, you know, past lives and stuff. And so there were pieces of that that were scattered throughout my journey. But I couldn't make sense of it all until I went through a painful divorce and realized that I was expressing the wounded feminine, that it was not just me individually, but I was really bringing up what all feminine souls have been feeling for a long time when they break their patterns of codependency and try to, you know, free themselves from what's not working or what's not resonating with them anymore. And in that process, I got a lot of memories. And so I started seeing and putting all the other pieces together that I had gathered throughout my life, memories of Atlantis, life in Atlantis, and what happened when it sunk down. We got disconnected from the feminine. That's when the feminine started going into darkness, into what we call the subconscious. And so during that time, there were certain soul types that started taking over, and I explain all that story in the book. I think it's very important to understand our prehistory, to understand the mess that we have created now, right? So these souls started taking charge and bringing in a masculine cycle, a masculine cosmic cycle, you know, which is a dark cycle. The universe goes through all sorts of cycles, big and small, right? And so this is a masculine cycle that we've been going through for over 10,000 years now. And all the masculine souls were taking over, taking charge, and the feminine became more wounded, more subconscious, more suppressed. And now we are turning things around because we've reached the extreme of that masculine cycle and that dark cycle. And so we're turning around towards a new, you know, a series of shifts, you know, planetary, cosmic, and we're going back to where we were, which was fifth dimension. Because when we disconnected from the feminine and these guys took charge, we also sank into third dimension. And that's what we've been trying to reach over and over through our spiritual growth, through our healing, you know, coming over and over, trying to clean up the mess and reconnect to those aspects of ourselves that we left behind, so to speak, that we disconnected from. And that's what we're doing right now. So it's very significant to understand how wounded the feminine has become and how we need to restore that feminine, empower it through our own transformation, through embracing those feminine aspects in ourselves, and for feminine souls to become, you know, who we truly are and value that, as opposed to trying to just remain in the background or follow others or do what others tell us we're supposed to do.
Well, I do see there is a shift that's occurring, definitely, in the world. And I do see the feminine powers. They are rising. Women are. And while I should say feminine, the feminine energies are rising. But when you mentioned, I brought it forward as to the third dimension, for someone who's never heard of the dimension, can you just quickly describe what is a dimension? And
mm-hmm.
is there a way that you can, you know, for someone who's listening to this and they've never heard of dimensions, how would you describe that to someone?
Well, you can think of a dimension. There are so many ways you can think of dimensions. For one, you can think of them as states of mind. So when you are depressed, you know, you have no energy, you don't connect to anything around you, and you feel like, you know, you just want to check out. Well, you are in a very dark, low vibration, which is a state of mind. So that's your perception of life becomes dark and dense and has no luster, no meaning, no purpose. If you can pull yourself up and start seeing things that are beautiful in the physical, you know, like the trees and the flowers and so on, or the people around you that care about you and that you want to connect with, and shift that state of mind, you're shifting dimensions because your vibration is getting a little higher. So you see more light than darkness. And you can go on like that, you know. So that's one way of looking at dimensions. This planet has 12 main dimensions. So we haven't reached the higher ones yet because it's a process of evolution. Or rather, involution, you know, really connecting to the spiritual forces within and our true spiritual nature that allows us to see and experience things from a higher place. And so when we are trapped in this dense third dimensional experience, it means that we're very attached to the physical senses. And we're perceiving things only through the senses. So we believe that only what is tangible and dense and we can touch and manipulate or, you know, do something with is real. And we are not perceiving everything that is behind that, all the energy, all the potential, all the possibilities that lie hidden behind what the physical senses are showing. So being able to perceive things from a higher place and perceive those energies, how they shift, how they rearrange to create what we perceive as physical, as dense, is moving to a higher place, moving to a higher dimension. And, of course, science is kind of catching up with that right now, you know, with the quantum physics and the perception that the universe is waves of possibilities that crystallize when we focus our attention. And this is what the sages of ancient India and Eastern places have said for thousands of years. It's like you create your own reality with your perception. The energy is there and the creative potential is your, you know, is within you, is your essence. And so you're creating this little movie of your life. So you can choose whether you're going to remain in the lowest, darkest, densest place, or you can make the effort to lift yourself up and in the process lift others as well to create something much better collectively. I hope that answers your question.
No, actually, that was a very good description. I like that. Very good. So how do you, how does the person then leap into a higher dimension or as to the fifth dimension? How do we do that?
The key here is to take full spiritual responsibility for your experience. So to break free from that victimhood perception, that, you know, life just happens to me and I have no control and I'm powerless, to really understand that if you look within, you can tap into that incredible creative power you possess because you are a spark of consciousness. Every soul is. And start shaping something different. Indigos and feminine souls have been planting seeds throughout history of transformation. But right now, because we are turning things around and we're really going through a revolution of the spirit, so to speak, we need to really embrace all that makes us feminine and that gives us that incredible creative power of the feminine to start shifting things and turning things around. So as we stop just believing what's out there and what the mass media, of course, wants us to believe and focus on, and start looking within and working with ourselves to heal the wounds, to heal the past, to embrace life as it is, and to tap into our spiritual senses, then we step back further and further from the physical and can have a much bigger picture of what this is about, which is a soul journey where everyone has to take responsibility. Feminine souls have been stuck in the role of, codependent mothering figures, so to speak, put it simply. And so we have to break free from that and really get to know who we are and what we want and what we're here to do to contribute. And in that contribution, we discover who we are, we transform ourselves and we transform the world. So we shift our perception from the victim mentality attached to the senses, believing that only what's in front of you is real, to a much bigger picture, much broader sense of oneness that connects you to everything and everyone, and of course that you're the master of your ship. You're the one who has to take charge for your life, that life movie that you're continuously creating, but you can shape more consciously, more with more intention than just, by default, so to speak.
So what type of aspects of this spiritual healing do you teach? So what is your major focus when a person comes to you? How do they learn to get more into that spiritual healing?
Well, my focus is, there are many, many layers to that, of course. But first of all, we need to accept and embrace our home, which is our physical body, and ground ourselves in the body, because that grounds us to the earth and to the healing qualities of the earth. The earth is a very feminine planet, so healing is a feminine aspect of consciousness. It's love. So when we are deeply grounded on the earth and we really feel like, okay, this is the right time and the right place for me, and I just need to figure out what I need to do, what my next steps are, we're more empowered. We have a lot more support than if we are not grounded and we're just floating in space with nothing to hold on to, which is what creates a lot of anxiety in a lot of people as well. So grounding ourselves is very important. And you ground yourself as you connect to yourself, to your body, to your breathing, to the emotional aspects that you've left behind, in the past, unloved, because they weren't validated or they weren't recognized or they weren't nurtured. And so we just kind of shove them under the rug and just keep moving forward without knowing what to do, of course, when we're kids. So we kind of reclaim that energy, we reclaim those aspects to connect to ourselves. And in so doing, we learn to manage our energy. That's what I teach my clients and I focus a lot on, is manage your energy so that instead of giving it away and giving your power away in the process and feeling like a Swiss cheese walking through life without really connecting to it, you start commanding the energy and reclaiming it and filling those holes with your own energy, your own love, your own self-awareness, to feel stronger in who you are and more self-directed. So that, of course, entails breaking patterns of codependency that we have ingrained for thousands of years, and going through the discomfort that entails. You know, breaking free from anything, of course, is going to create some discomfort. So I give tools to release that energy, to release that discomfort, to continue with that flow of energy so that we can really harness that inner power and connect to our soul to discover, you know, and fulfill our purpose here, which is to bring change and to shift things around. We cannot transform the world unless we transform ourselves.
Yes, and that's so true. So when you look into, or when a person looks after transforming themselves, you give them specific tools that you can assist them with and to work with?
Yeah, it's a very individualized process. Mm-hmm. Although I'm launching a group program this year to help, you know, people who can't afford my services or want to do it more in a group kind of environment. But it's basically delving within to understand our patterns and to unravel the energy that they hold that is really past energy and that keeps you trapped in the past, so that you can sort of recycle the energy to shape a better future. And so the process is individualized because we all have very different stories, but we're all dealing with very similar wounds. You know, it's the wounded feminine. So we need to reconnect to those aspects. And by that I mean the emotional layer of the soul. You know, that's a feminine aspect. The spiritual layer of the soul, which is also feminine, and that intelligence of the heart, the physical senses that tend to kind of control our life, you know, to have more mastery over those so that we choose every step of the way where we're going and why and what carries us forward, you know, to understand what's the big motivation, the big why that gives us meaning and purpose. So it's an individualized process of really getting to know who you are, why you do the things that you do, what motivates you, and start healing the past so that the energy of the past does not shape your future anymore. But you take control. You take spiritual responsibility. We tend to just repeat patterns that we've learned when we were young. And so we just repeat, 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 and we just keep reinforcing them. So when we start looking at those patterns and unraveling them, we free ourselves from that sense that life just happens and, you know, I don't even know why or how, and I don't know what to do. It's very empowering.
Absolutely. I can see that. If you don't get to the root of the issues and you know, if it's something that it's within this lifetime, or perhaps you've inherited it, or like, you know, it's a previous time or preconception, that to get to that and intuit what that information is, and like you say, unravel. Because until you do that, until you get to that wound, your wound, then it's just going to perpetuate and within our time here on Earth. So that is so important, isn't it, for anyone who, well, on so many levels, but when you're dealing with illness, it could be that there's something that happened way back when, or many things that are continually popping up and carving away at a soul level and a physical level, and until you get to those hurts, how do you heal? Like, we need to heal at a soul level.
Yeah.
So, yeah, this is very interesting work.
And I think that the main key here is to recognize that we are souls. We're not just the physical body. we're not just the emotions that we identify with. There's a lot more that we need to discover and harness. And that's where the power of the feminine comes into play, because it's that creative potential that allows us to build something out of practically nothing, you know, and it's just, it's magical. Once we recognize and tap into it, then, yeah, there's great joy, there's great abundance, there's great love, there's great creations, you know, creativity that needs to be expressed and explored and shared that we may not be aware of. And all that energy, all that potential remains suppressed and kind of goes against us. And that's what disconnects us from, you know, from the physical and from our life, and ends up being self-defeating, because we don't know how to express it and harness it and master it and really embrace it. We've just been so conditioned to follow certain procedures or to follow someone else's expectations, or to take care of someone else's emotional stuff that they don't know how to deal with, you know, and we just become fixers and mothers and supportive figures, but we forget about ourselves. We are also individual sparks of consciousness here to create something, to contribute something, and to share our own unique perception of things.
Well, I believe that we can be so, so hard on ourselves. I know I have been, and it's taken me till my much, much later years to ease up on myself. But when you feel different, when you feel you're different from your family, misunderstood maybe by your work associates, it can take a real toll on your confidence level, and you don't understand what's going on. To be connecting with other people who feel the same way is essential. So thank goodness for, you know, technology that you can, you know, talk to other people within Facebook groups, for example, or on Skype, or on the phone, you know, having one-on-one spiritual healings, you know, for yourself. So it's just so essential that we talk about this and know that we're not alone, and that there is so much help out there. I know for myself, I worked in a very masculine energy, and I'm talking oil and gas, for over 30 years. And I was so out of place. I got sicker and sicker because I didn't have the tools. And now I know that there's tools out there. And as what the program that you're putting together, you know, a specific program to help people, you know, master, you know, the different tools that you provide in your book. So now that these options are coming out, it makes it easier, I think, to also be in a masculine environment, in a masculine energy, and just really start taking care of ourselves and honoring ourselves, honoring our soul. So our physical body doesn't take such a beating when you're so empathic, when you're so sensitive. And I think most people that are going to be attracted to your book and to your energy, they are already indigos, or they're not going to be, you know, even interested in reading your material. So I thank you for bringing this forward. It's, like I say, it's really filling in a gap. And where people can start conversation and talk about how being so alone has been so detrimental in their lives, and that there is hope. There's so much hope out there. We need to talk. We need the dialogue.
Yeah, and I think that's a reflection of our transition back into fifth dimension and all the, you know, the shift that we're going through, because it's this restoring the feminine that is making us more aware, that is making us more connected, that creates even things like the internet, you know. At some point, we're not even going to need those computers anymore. It's just a step towards that ability to communicate and connect with each other. Because we are moving towards that sense of oneness that we lost when we sunk into third dimension and went, you know, into this masculine dark cycle. So as
well,
how do you see
that evolving, Yul? Sorry, but how do you see that? That's interesting. So if we didn't have internet, within my third dimension, I don't understand.
Well, you can see how how things have really hastened over the past, I don't know, 60 years or so. You know, they started kind of shifting a little bit in the 1800s. You know, we were shifting from towards what we call modern civilizations, right, modern societies. And then things started speeding up. And so from not being able to move, then we moved into cars. And then from cars, we went into airplanes and so on. And now we go and explore outer space, right? So it's kind of similar. The way we used to communicate was very difficult. We had to travel long distances. And now we moved into telephones and then cell phones, right? It's like there's no wiring anywhere, but we are still connecting through this little gadget, right? And the internet is precisely a reflection of that interconnection between everyone, that sense of oneness, that energetic grid that is part of the earth, you know, that keeps things together. And so we're going to move back to fifth dimension, where we didn't need all these gadgets because we could communicate telepathically and instantaneously. Uh-huh. So each soul type would transmit instantaneously its particular experience, his or her particular experience, to the rest of their soul types. And that's what we were meant to do here. We were meant to learn from each other and engage with each other, exchange perceptions and experiences and energy with each other so that we could all get richer from it. And that's what we're doing now. When we communicate on the internet, we can share immediately, instantaneously, right?
Mm-hmm.
The information. It goes to the other side of the world. And we're exchanging opinions and information. And, you know, there's a lot of confusion as well because that gets still gets manipulated and such. But we're going to get to a point where we're just going to know. We're just going to sense. And that's the power of the feminine, is that intuitive sense, those spiritual senses that connect us on a subtle level. So we don't need the tangible anymore. And it's a slow process, of course. We're very much attached to the physical, to the density. So we're shifting slowly, but we'll get there. And that's when we're going to know, okay, this is a different dimension because I don't need all this dense, physical, tangible stuff.
Well, I think people, you know, we're connecting at ways that we don't recognize or acknowledge. So, for example, you have your relative or friend that's passed over, and all of a sudden, you know, you're just thinking of them. And, you know, there's so many ways that I think if we really want to put our attention to, we are connecting telepathically, or, we are connecting. I can think of that, the tsunami that happened, you know, so many years ago. The amount of people that were not feeling well halfway across the world, it was interesting. It was an interesting discussion. And nobody could put their finger on, gee, they just weren't really, physically, they just were not feeling right. But we are so connected that so when something happens, you know, halfway across the world, we can feel it at some level. So, it would be very interesting to be here on Earth when all these further changes happen and we move up to, like you say, to the, you know, further dimensions, up to 12 dimensions. It would be very interesting times.
Yeah. And then I agree. I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to ask you, do you sense that there are a number of individuals that have been able to leap into the fifth dimension?
Yes. There's always been that option. You know, the dimensions are there. But, of course, to move to a higher place, to a higher perception, has required a lot of effort.
Uh-huh.
And because the collective energy, which is the collective unconscious that we're all connected to, has been very low, very dense, you know, kind of lower vibration. So for one individual to reach higher dimensions was really hard. And of course, they were always enlightened teachers and masters and certain types of souls, extremely feminine souls that had access to that and were and still are helping humanity from those places while still in the body and some without the physical body. But what's happening now is that we're moving collectively. So that sense of connectedness, you know, that you mentioned, is going to become more conscious. Right now it's part of the collective unconscious. So now it's coming up to the surface. So we're going to become more and more aware that your pain is my pain, and what I do affects you and you and you, and everything is part of this big organism that needs to work together, you know, as a whole. And we're going to stop being so greedy and possessive of, you know, material stuff and saying, oh, this is mine, and I want more, you know, and I'm going to take away what's yours. You know, we're going to start really becoming more aware of what we're doing and what's the reality that we're creating, because when we create suffering, we suffer as well. And that's the big spiritual responsibility that we need to take on a collective level to stop this world from self-destroying and reaching a much more loving, more feminine, higher perception and experience of life here in this beautiful planet.
Yoel, how can people learn more about your book and your different services and programs that you offer?
Well, the book, they can go to theindigojournals.com. And they can take a peek. There's a few things they can see there. They can purchase it on Amazon, both in print and as an ebook. And it's also available in certain bookstores. You know, they carry very specific metaphysical types of books in print. As an ebook, it's also at BarnesandNoble.com and iTunes. But Amazon is always, you know, the easiest, quickest choice.
Well, I've really been enjoying it.
I'm glad to hear that. And to learn more about me and what I do, they can go to my main website, which is soulguidedcoach.com, where I can, you know, I offer a variety of services, individual services like private spiritual counseling or conscious business coaching for spiritual entrepreneurs. I have an individual Indigo Soul Healing program just for Indigos, but I also offer energy healing for anyone who needs to unblock and clear and you know, kind of get more energy to accomplish what they want. And the group program that I'm launching pretty soon is called Unlock Your Hidden Power for Self-Healing, Abundance, and Joy, which is obviously based on healing the wounded feminine and harnessing that inner power that allows us to create absolutely anything we want. And that's coming up pretty soon. And they, you know, so they can learn more about all that at soulguidedcoach.com. They can subscribe to my newsletter as well and stay in touch with me.
Perfect. And you also offer one-on-one spiritual healing as well?
Yes. Yeah, I have a variety of one-on-one services, different types of programs depending on the, you know, the person's goals and budget and commitment. you know, where they're at. But they can find a lot of information, and they can contact me through my website as well if they have any questions.
You know, I thank you once again. I think so many people, we are feeling disempowered, and we do feel disconnected. And this world just seems to get a little bit crazier all the time. And, you know, there's just such resistance to the light that's coming through, and yet I know that the light will prevail. So thank you so much, Yoel, for coming on, and I really recommend for anyone here, if you resonate at all with what Yoel had to say, if you feel that perhaps you are an indigo and you're not sure why you're feeling the way that you do, this book might fill in complete the dots. I know what it did for me. It's really gave me comfort, and that's why I wanted to share this work with everybody here today as to what this book that you know has authored. So I'm going to be loading it on my website, which is whisperingenergetic.ca. So whisperingenergetic.ca. And I want to thank you, Yoel, for coming on. Thank you so much. Thank you for
being. Thank you for having me. It was a pleasure.
Yes. Okay. And I'm going to be signing up for your newsletter. I'm looking forward to checking out all the different services that you have. And so thank you once again. And we'll be in touch. And bye, everybody. And we'll talk to you later.